It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Metal drum god Dave Lombardo, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Jackie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So happy to have you back on the show. Here to talk about, one of your many bands. Dave Lombardo, of course, of Slayer, Suicidal Tendencies, Misfits, and of course, let's talk about Dead Cross, new album 2, and the video for Reign of Error, the first single from Dead Cross 2, is a pointed commentary about a polarizing Supreme Court ruling. Dave, why is controversy an exhilarating and scary artistic vehicle?
Well, punk and politics go hand in hand. So, and two of the members in the band, Justin and Mike Crane, Justin Pearson and Mike Crane, are, you know, they are the epicenter of the, you know, San Diego and LA punk scene. And at least that's in my opinion. And, you know, I've always loved that style of music. So it's just one of those things, man. It's, you can't hide from it. I mean, it's in our faces. It's, we get upset at some things that we hear on television. And, you know, this style of music allows us to, to vent our frustrations, So I'm lucky to be in a band like that, because, if there is any kind of, anything that pisses us off, we're out writing a song about it.
Well, let's check out the tune Dead Cross, their new record 2 coming out October 28th. This is Reign of Error. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Lombardo with us. We're talking about Dead Cross and a new record, Dead Cross 2, and making the record had somewhat of a medicating effect on guitarist Michael Crane, who was diagnosed with cancer. Dave, how did it heighten your enthusiasm knowing the process was integral to his well-being?
Well, we had been working on the record, 5-6 months. He and I get together, as well as Justin, get together initially, in the early work, and we write the music together. So we get like the basic structures and, the parts, the drums and the guitar sections and everything. And so when we found out, when he found out he had cancer, I met him at the studio and I was waiting outside for him. He was running a little bit late. I guess he had gone to the doctor and I said, "Hey, are you okay?" And, it was really shocking, just the look on his face. He just looked pale and he said, "I have cancer." I said, "What?" I couldn't believe it. I was like, no, you do, don't worry about it. Medication and just treatment today, they got it early enough. Don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. But still, it's gut wrenching, when you get that kind of news. So we stayed optimistic and stayed focused through continuing his treatment and the songwriting and the recording as well. He had finished, during the recording, we started recording November 2019, and we didn't finish until December, or at least my drum tracks were laid down and finished the end of December. And he was driven. He said, "I want this done. I want to get this done. I don't want to think about this cancer. I just want to, create music and create this album." And he was headstrong. And I remember, poor guy, he was suffering from obviously the nausea from the chemotherapy. And we were at the studio recording, and he just ate. He couldn't. He was very weak, and he found the strength to overcome the pain that, came with the treatment. And he also fought it and won.
Dave Lombardo with us, the new Dead Cross record 2 coming out October 28th. Up next, music from Mastodon. We'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. More with Dave Lombardo. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Legendary drummer Dave Lombardo is my guest on the show this week, and you play in Testament, Misfits, suicidal tendencies, dead cross, just to name a few. What's key to maintaining your distinct style and technique within the aesthetic of different music?
I'm just being myself. You know, they tell, like, for example, you know, Testament. You know, I came into the picture after Gene Hoagland was in the band for, you know, many years. I said, okay, what do you want me to do in this section? This is like, this is Gene right here. But I wouldn't approach it this way. I would try something different. And they would tell me, you know, be yourself. You know, you have a style. Make these songs your own. I remember speaking to Gene, and I said to him, "Hey, man, you know, I'm going to perform these songs, you know, in your honor, in your name. You wrote these songs, you know, you wrote these drum parts." And he said, "You know, Dave, make them yours. Make them Dave Lombardo." And so, you know, it's just being myself. Sometimes, you know, you do have to cross over and, you know, you emulate what the original drummer did. You just try to hone it in and make it your own.
Dave Lombardo with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Anthrax, Metallica, a new tune from Malevolence, and more with Dave Lombardo next.
Blame!
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got drummer Dave Lombardo on the show with us, of course, of Slayer, Suicidal Tendencies, Misfits, and we're here to talk about Dead Cross. There's a new album called Dead Cross 2, and previously your involvement with Testament excited a lot of people, but you never toured with the band. What are you enjoying most about now touring with them?
Well, we did a very short 2-week run, I believe. 2 or 3 week run in the United States in 1999. And then at that time, I believe, I started working with Patton, and I was working with Grip Incorporated. And shortly after that, Slayer called me. And I went back to Slayer in 2002. So I didn't have too much time to continue with Testament. But what I'm enjoying the most is, you know, one, playing the songs that we wrote back then. I mean, we're only playing one in this set list in Europe. But, you know, just, you know, the conversations, the hangs, chilling with the guys and jamming with these musicians. You know, let me remind you, you know, every musician has a different style. Every band has a different approach and, you know, different, you know, way of harnessing, you know, energy and you know, music and structures and everything. So, and I learned so much from playing in all these different bands that I feel that it just kind of makes me a better musician. And, you know, we're really good friends. You know, Chuck says it basically, you know, he said it several times, you know, during this tour, that, you know, we've become really good friends through the years. Not just back in 99, but, you know, we've toured together when I was in Slayer. I've run into them while I was with Dead Cross, you know, in Europe several times. We were on the same festivals. So just, you know, getting to know each other again, you know, reacquainting ourselves with each other and going out to dinner, hanging out, having some drinks. You know, that's the fun stuff, you know. And of course, that 1 hour, that 70-minute set or the hour and a half set that you play on stage is just magical. And we're both enjoying it.
Dave Lombardo with us. The new Dead Cross record 2 comes out October 28th. Up next, I'm going to check out a great tune from Municipal Waste off their latest record, Electrified Brain. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Dave. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, metal drum god Dave Lombardo on the show with us this week. The new Dead Cross record is called 2. Dave, the last time you recorded with Testament Your input resulted in the band venturing into heavier death metal territory. Where do you envision your return could take the music next?
Actually, I feel that that album, that particular album, The Gathering, is a bit thrashier. You know, it's a little more thrash than their latter record. So that particular record was pretty much like a thrash album. And then later, I think they evolved into more like, you know, death metal, I assume. I don't know exactly what death metal is and all this and that. You know, it's all over the board. But I know their style and I know what they developed with Gene. I would think that it's going to be a blend between like a thrash and a death metal if we do decide to write something, because that's just basically my style, you know. But I'm not scared to dabble in the death metal style. Of course, the blast beats, I did it with the late Slayer records. I've done it with, you know, Dead Cross, and I'll do it with Testament if need be. So that's pretty much where I see it going. And you know what? Who knows? It might not even go in either of those directions. You know, we might just throw a wrench in the entire songwriting process and go a whole different route. You know, you really never know what the final product is going to be like. And it's not, I think, conducive to the body of work to set limitations and say, oh, it's got to sound like this. You know, you have the basic style of instrumentation and, you know, you have the heavy guitars and you got the drums, you know, my style of drumming and Chuck's vocals. So you know, in general, where it's going to go. But, you know, to be exact and say, oh, this is a death metal album or a punk album or a thrash album, you know, it's difficult to pinpoint what it's going to be.
Dave Lombardo with us. See him with Testament out on the Bass Strikes Back tour and, of course, on the upcoming Dead Cross album 2, and I'm sure other tours and things you keep very busy. Clearly, you do not sleep.
No, I do actually a lot.
Well,
I sleep a lot. Yeah, and that's priority right there.
All right, so you do sleep. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show, and hope to see you on one of these tours real soon.
You're welcome, Jackie. Take care.
Music from Anthrax and more next.